Kwai Manyok, a South Sudanese student, says he went to the National Public Health Laboratory to be tested for COVID-19 so he could obtain the mandatory COVID-free certificate to travel to Nairobi, Kenya for his studies. Manyok told South Sudan in Focus he went to the facility on Friday, October 23rd, when the COVID-19 rapid response team registered him and asked him to return the following day. Manyok says he was tested the 24th, which made him hopeful he would get his results by the 25th and could travel to Nairobi on the 26th. He says that didn't happen. On Tuesday, October 27th, when he returned to laboratory to collect his results, he says a worker informed him his results and sample were nowhere to be found.
I followed up the thing from morning to 3, and then they told me that your sample is not there. At last, they told me to go back to the IDU unit and get another sample. That process also is likely to take me another 3 days, yet I've been here for 4 days already.
31-year-old Esham Ahmed Abdul Nabi says he was tested for COVID-19 at the National Public Health Laboratory and received his results 3 days later. Ahmed says COVID testing in South Sudan is full of delays, unlike in other countries he has visited.
In Sudan one day, in Dubai one day, I'm going to India, I'm going to China, I'm going to Italy. One day, morning, I'm coming to sign my name. After 15 minutes, I'm going to check my sample. After 5 hours, they're sending me my email.
Professor Simon Deng, a supervisor at the National Public Health Laboratory in Juba, admits there are delays in testing, which he says are due in part to workers using a manual rather than electronic system to process results. Deng told doctors gathered at the 2020 Medical Symposium on South Sudan's COVID-19 response last week that the government installed more testing machines in the laboratory and doctors can now test nearly 800 samples a day, but the laboratory has only 4 refrigerators to store samples, while the number of travelers needing tests increases.
Lots of samples because we have 4 fridges in the lab. The samples are many, and that's why sometimes samples are lost. Now, if we want to see sample tested 4 days ago, if you ask for it, you don't find it. Yeah, because of poor system.
Deng says the testing process is not easy.
There is, high load on colleagues who are working there because these are the people doing the extraction, doing the master mix, doing the addition of samples, doing the testing, and then also in interpretation of the results.
Deng says if the manual system in the laboratory is upgraded to an electronic system, the testing process would be much quicker. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon in Juba.